Talking now with John Pollock. He is a senior project development manager for Valent. Boy, John, how about having to change plans mid-season? What do you do now?
Well, one of the options that Valent offers would be a tank mix of Cobra, Perpetio, glyphosate. And this is a PPO chemistry, so it's relatively hot. But with the glyphosate, it will be very broad spectrum. One of the key things that we're missing with the lack of the dicamba application is post-emergence control, Palmer amaranth, water hemp, and common giant ragweed. And the combination of Cobra, Perpetio, and glyphosate will control most all of those weeds, with the exception of any of those biotypes that have both the glyphosate and the PPO-resistant trait.
Gotcha. So what else do we need to know about this tank mix?
Well, first of all, it's a contact herbicide, and therefore it requires very good coverage. Most growers that have been using auxin herbicides, whether it be the dicamba or the 240 choline system, have been taught very well to use PTI nozzles, or close droplets, low gallonage, and low pressure. And all three of these are contrary to what is required to get good coverage with PPO-type herbicides. With the Cobra plus Perpetio combination, we really want 15 to 20 gallons per acre. We want 40 pounds of pressure, and we want medium droplets. We definitely want to stay away from those coarse droplets that growers are using for the auxin-type herbicides.
All right. Very good. John, where do we go for more information?
You can go to the Valent.com website.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That is John Pollock, Senior Project Development Manager for Valent.